Today marks Remembrance Sunday. It is a day that commemorates those who have given their lives for freedom and peace during wars. In London, Britain's Queen Elizabeth laid a wreath at the Cenotaph Memorial to remember the fallen. There were also ceremonies in Paris and Dublin. I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke to Bishop of the British Armed Forces, Richard Moth.
Looking at remembering and Remembrance Sunday, why remember?
Well, I think there are many reasons for that. One is that it's important for us to look back on our history so that we can learn lessons from it. And I think that's something that, as a human race, we're not always very good at doing. But I think it's important that we reflect on the past so that we can learn for the future. Looking at it more personally, it's right that people remember family members who have died, and that a nation remembers its armed forces who have died ultimately in defense of peace. You know, that's an important thing to do. The other thing, of course, is that, again, looking at it very personally, it's an opportunity for us to pray for those who've died. That's really important, obviously, for people of faith, to remember loved ones and past generations of their family who have, as we put it in the liturgy, gone before us, marked with faith. And it's a great opportunity for that. We have in England, of course, the tradition of the two-minute silence, and I think people go into that silence in many different ways. For some, I think it's very hard, actually, to spend 2 minutes in reflection. We live in a busy world, and for the whole nation, really, to be given that opportunity to reflect on some really important issues, life and death, to reflect on peace, to reflect on sacrifice for others. All those things are hugely important for us.
When we talk about the 11th, Remembrance Sunday, we talk about that idea of the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day. But it's not just World War One and World War Two. There are people fighting now and have fought much more recently, as you were saying, for peace, for a world that we all want to live in. It's not just years and years ago.
No, indeed. And I think, thinking particularly about the situation in the United Kingdom with the conflict on in Afghanistan, for many families, this is a very poignant moment. The casualty rates continue, have slowed a little bit recently, but they're still there. People are still losing loved ones. And also, people are returning from Afghanistan with life-changing injuries. And again, I think remembrance, though it might not be reflecting on death, is a moment for people to reflect on their future and for families to reflect on how they're going to care for those who have these life-changing injuries. It's a very, very poignant moment for many these days. And indeed, I think certainly in this country, we've seen a great increase in the number of people attending Whitehall, the ceremony at the Cenotaph on Sunday, and similar events in the towns and villages of this country.
You were talking there about Afghanistan, more recent conflicts. From what you have seen, from what you've heard from people, how important is soldiers' faith on the front line, but also the faith of people who have lost loved ones?
Well, I think the experience of conflict raises major issues for people, and it can bring issues of faith into very, very sharp focus. There is a real desire for prayer for those in Afghanistan, for instance, the huge demand for chaplains to provide those opportunities for prayer and reflection, not just at times when a comrade in arms is lost, but at other times too. And I think when faced with life and death situations, it does sharpen the mind. And people, as I say, do have this very real desire to be in contact with their faith. And many people find faith anew. We've had chaplains baptizing and receiving people into the church while they're on operations in Afghanistan. For families, too, I think the faith is something which sustains them at times of loss or at times of challenge and difficulty. For those who return with injury, that experience of God's closeness to them can be a huge strength as they face the future. So, yes, I really strongly believe that faith is key in all this, and certainly our chaplains are held in the highest esteem for the ministry that they bring to those they serve.
I wonder wanted to talk to you about the poppy, because you see, certainly above all in Britain, you see during this period people wearing the poppy on the lapel of their jacket or coat. How important do you think that visual impact is to see that symbol on a person?
Well, I think it's quite a wonderful symbol, really. It's particularly reminiscent, of course, of the First World War and the poppies of Flanders Field. But it's a moment, really, when the nation is brought together. It expresses solidarity across the nation, of support for our armed services community, of that communal remembrance of those who've given their lives, a communal support for those who are injured, whether it be physically or mentally as a result of conflict, and also support for their families too. So I think it's a very powerful witness, and it's a wonderful thing to see so many people wearing their poppies over these days.
You were talking there about the poppy and going back to World War One. When you look at this generation now, do you think that this generation fully understands the sacrifice made by so many in past wars?
That's an interesting question. I think at the moment they do. I think what's happening, my sense is that because we are engaged in conflict at the moment, there is a kind of heightened awareness of all issues concerning conflict and warfare. Certainly when one encounters school groups, for instance, doing visits to the Western Front, it's a very moving experience for those young people to look at the gravestones of soldiers of many nationalities, pretty much of their own age. And I think there is a real engagement, and it brings a lot of questions, a lot of searching, a lot of reflection to young people as they have those kinds of experiences. And the very fact that, you know, in our towns and villages, communities of whatever age will gather on Remembrance Sunday, again, is a moment when our younger generations can engage with the experience of the nation and reflect for themselves on the sacrifices that have been made.
Just one final thought, one final question. When you look at a Remembrance Day, and certainly every year, as every year passes, it's another name written on stone, isn't it? The lives are lost every year, and it's a continual, where there's conflict, unfortunately, lives will be lost and people will be remembered every year as the years go on.
Well, yes, and it's a sad reflection, just looking at it from the UK perspective. And, of course, when you just mentioned one nation, we must remember those who are lost right across the world in conflict. But just thinking of it from the UK perspective, it's sobering to reflect that there's only been one year since the end of the Second World War when a British serviceman has not died on active service, just one year since 1945. So, as you say, names continue to be added to memorials, and that tragedy, that great loss, I think, again, should be a spur to every one of us to strive for peace and to reflect on the sacrifice of others, and again to learn the lessons for the future, so that as a nation, as a world, drawing ever more quickly closer together, we can be open to the gift of peace.